podcast. Well, why am I giving you another podcast so quick? Well, the reason is, on Thursday, Gen Con launched. And there's already been lots of information coming out of Gen Con. A lot of it leaked beforehand, and a lot of it obviously coming out now that the show halls have actually opened. Lots of podcasts and tweets and Facebook and stuff information. Loads of stuff all on the interwibble, so you might want to go off and have a look at all that. But very pleased to see that Gen Con itself and Beast of War have some pretty good coverage of Gen Con in store. Now, Gen Con themselves actually have a link to a live streaming feed. It's not consistently live, and they had quite a few problems today, I have to say, with sound and video dropping out. But you can actually go on there, you can make little comments, and see them wandering around the halls and interviewing people. I was very impressed today with a couple of bits. There was an absolutely magnificent interview with Robin D. Law. We are not worthy, we are not worthy. Absolutely amazing. He's brought in a new book out by the sounds of it, getting quite a lot of excitement generated on the Live Journal, which is a very good website, I have to say. Lots of great stuff going on there, and I think Robin gave a really good interview. There's also an interview with a guy about multi-user dungeon type thing. Looks very interesting. I'm really hoping they can keep up the good quality broadcast there. As I say, lots of little problems, and one of the other problems is the actual chat feed for the broadcast doesn't seem to be monitored or linked in to the person wandering around the hallways. However, you can tweet her on D10 again. So if you're on Twitter, you can actually send her messages. They don't necessarily come through in full live time, so you might find she walks past someone, like Ed Greenwood, without realising who he is, without interviewing him, which did cause a bit of amusement, and especially when she actually read her tweets and realised what she'd done. So all sorts of great fun. And definitely well worth checking out. I'm glad in some ways I'm not at Gen Con. She was looking at all sorts of crazy stuff, lots of LARPing stuff. There were some magnificent foam fake swords and maces and stuff, which if you're into it, I mean, they were really, really, really good quality. And if you're a LARPer, you just go nuts. Loads and loads of clothing. There's one guy there, he had a big stall with some beautiful handcrafted leather. And he's not on the web. And the reason being, he just can't keep up with demand as it is. And I'm not surprised. Some of the quality of the work was magnificent, and all sorts of crazy stuff, again, for the LARPers or anyone who's into that sort of gear. Quite a lot of steampunky stuff as well. Some interesting games. There was like a Korean firm there. Had a couple of interesting-looking games. And as I say, they also managed to wander around the halls and show you some of the crazy stuff that you can get over in America. The games tables, they were pretty impressive, as was the Geek Chic stall. The games table, what was it, a 6x4 wooden table with a removable top, Perspex screen, and, you know, like a ability to put your play mats in and cup holders and all sorts of stuff. Looked amazing. I think they mentioned something like $1,000 to $2,000, price region. And then Geek Sheet had some magnificent soap and t-shirts and dice bags, and they had little brains and D20s on a string, all sorts of crazy stuff. We also got to see a load of demonstration games and a very brief chat to the FFG guys, which I could have done with being a bit longer, because they were looking at some nice interesting bits. So definitely get yourself onto the live feed. As I say, I think it's twice a day they're going to be running that. I'm hoping at some stage that's going to end up on YouTube as well, and that's being run by NeonCon, which is actually a convention in November over in the States down in Las Vegas. Looks very interesting, and I believe that's in the Tropicana. So if you're going to Vegas in November, you might want to swing by the Tropicana if you're into games. Obviously, the big show before that's over here in Europe, Essen, in October. So towards the end of the year, there's a couple of interesting conventions to go to. Now, what I did find interesting with the live feed is I think she pretty much was just in one hall for most of the presentation. And probably that one hall was as big as probably one of the biggest shows you're likely to go to in the UK. Now, obviously, Salute possibly can compete with all that lot, but most of the shows I've been to were just dwarfed just by one of the halls over there. Now, what's going on over there? Well, Fantasy Flight Games haven't really seen the stall there yet, so it's a bit hard to say exactly what's happening, but Civilization seems to be a new version of that. I can see the guys I play board games with being quite interested in it. I think it's already gone off for production, so it's pretty much how long does it take for them to get that printed, approved, boxed up, shipped back, put into their warehouse. And I think they think that's going to maybe take 3 months, which quite a long time, but obviously if you're producing a game in en masse and getting it all inventoried up and everything, it does take a bit of time. But there was also a couple of little card games on the GW license, so Fantasy Flight Games are really going great guns on that. There was a kind of Blood Bowl-y game by the sounds of it, and also Space Hulk Death Watch, which looked very interesting, so hopefully we get to see a bit more about that. Exilis have finally shown you what goes on that massive base they leaked just before Gen Con, and it's got to be one of the biggest 28mm figures you've ever seen. It's absolutely enormous. By the looks of it, it definitely fills up one entire square of an Exilis board. So, absolutely massive thing. Fantastic. War Machine and Hordes and basically the Privateer Press booth. I'm hoping we get a closer look at that. Been several pictures shown of the various upgrade conversion kits for the plastic 3-in-1 kits. The two that caught my eye was the Protectorite of Mammoth, Scourge of Heresy, and the Crixian Malice. Now, these are like character jacks, which I believe are part and parcel of the new expansion for War Machine, which I believe is going to be called Wraith. There's also going to be some new casters for that, and there seems to be a little competition to go to that, which was horribly leaked way too early, and all sorts of people have kind of announced, oh, well, this is what the answers are to the quiz and all that. So you might want to go check out the Privateer Press forums and website to look up the Wraith competition. There's also hopefully going to be a bit more news about the computer game. I think it's provisionally titled Mangled Metal. And I believe there's actually going to be the opportunity, if you're there, to have a play on the actual game. So that looks quite good. Castle Ravenloft is another game that's obviously been fairly heavily promoted over there by the sounds of it. Really looking forward to seeing that. So lots of news coming out. Unfortunately, as I say, with the live feed, we didn't get to see all that stuff. What we did get to see was all sorts of crazy stuff like the game tables, Geek Chic. There was a load of guys doing LARPing uniforms and weapons and everything. We got to see a lot of that kind of fringy stuff, which maybe you don't normally see. They did actually have a quick chat with Rogue Games. Was it Thousand Suns, Shadow Sword and Spell, and Colonial Gothic all look like quite interesting role-playing games. Definitely have to read up about them. They look great, and as I say, if my role-playing stuff mojo gets going again, that's something else to look into. I'm always a big fan of buying books just to read, if nothing else. Even if I don't play them, I enjoy, you know, seeing the artwork and reading about the concepts and everything. So lots and lots of great stuff out there. As I say, no doubt more news will come out. I believe D6 Generation Podcast has got a quite good live tweet feed. And as I say, Beast of War, definitely something to go check out. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the reports from the Three Stooges. There's three American guys that Beast of War have managed to co-opt into doing some filming and reportage for them. Really looking forward to that. I'm hoping we might get a bit more information as well from various other people who are scheduled to be interviewed on the live feed. Ken Height, the IPR guys, hopefully it'd be really good. I really did enjoy the Robin D. Law interview as well, and if that's not on YouTube, I'm going to have to pester the guys at Neocon to get that listed up, because I found it a fascinating interview, and my respect for Robin D. Law has gone up 3,000%, and it was already, you know, going, you know, out of 10, it was already an 11. Anyway, little quick show. Hopefully that's helps you share some of the buzz and the excitement. No doubt more stuff will be coming out, and I'm hoping we get to see the Mantic guys. I'd love to see how the Americans react to the crazy fellas who are Mantic. Really looking forward to seeing that, and I'm pretty sure Beast of War will do it if no one else does. And if they don't, Mantic almost certainly will do it. Anyway, hope you have a good weekend, and no doubt on Monday we'll have acres and acres of news from Gen Con, analysis, and let's hope there's really good stuff still to come.